Let us turn finally to exotic options and to here look what is the evolution, the payoff dynamics of exotic options. We'll take two examples. One example from an option that is path independent, therefore the price depends only on the conditions at expiry, not its entire history. And one which is path dependent, and where the price depends on the whole history, how the price got there. In the first case, the path independent options, let's look at binary options, which is in fact only a generalization to an arbitrary terminal payoff. This is very easy to do in your applet, and you can simply change the initial condition. The sharp transitions you get in the case, for example, of a supershare, however, stretch the validity limit of the model which is used, the Black-Scholes model, and also stretches the numerical resolution. As you will see, there is short wavelength oscillations appearing there where you have very sharp transitions. In the first case, the Black-Scholes formula assumes, in fact, that at any point in time, you can do a delta hedging, combining the value of a share and an option, so as to provide a guaranteed payoff. If you're exactly at the very sharp transition, and the option goes from zero value to a finite value, you will have to have, in such a hedging procedure, very large transactions. You will have to have suddenly buy a lot of shares, and then again sell them, and again buy them. So you'll have a lot of transactions, and in a more complete model, you should in fact take into account the cost of all these transactions, if at all it is possible to do as many as you approach the expiry date. So remember that very sharp transitions have difficulties with even the modeling of the price of such options when you approach the expiry date. On the numerical front, we'll discuss these oscillations which can appear at a later time, but here simply note that they should not be present, and this is an artifact of the solution which you should try to reduce or at least not believe. In general, these binary options, you see, have very similar dynamics as what we've seen for put and call options, and I let you try out now the different parameters, how the effect, the payoff, in the case of a supershare or a vertical spread option, directly in your applets.